heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Father Bill McCarthy coming to you on WSFI 88.5 for your FM dial. Happy New Year. We're getting ready for the new year. And we're going to celebrate the 2,050th year since the birth of Christ. We live in 2015 AD, in the year of the Lord. And Jesus split history because he comes to give us a new life. He gives us a new life of wisdom and love and holiness. The great event of Christmas is, the great event of Christianity is, that Jesus had come to give us a new life. He says, I will give you a new life. I'm going to give you the power to think and love and act like me. I'm going to give you a new nature. I'm going to make you a temple of my spirit. I'm going to give you a new mind. You're going to be able to think like me. I give you a new heart. You'll be able to love like me. I give you a new life. You'll be able to act like me. So this is a new year. Now we can't waste it. The beautiful poem, I went out, Lord. Remember coming and going. Goodbye, sir. Excuse me, sir. I'd like to help you, but I haven't time. I'd like to end this letter. I haven't time. You understand, Lord. The young boy has his school toys. He has the time later on. Now he has his school bag. He has the time later on. Now he has his sports. He has the time later on. Now he's getting married. He has the time later on. Now he's raising the children. He has the time later on. Now he's old. No more time. Oops. Lord, you made a terrible mistake. The hours are too short. The days are too short. Our lives are too short. Then I stop. I smile. I see you looking at me. And then that I realize, oh, Lord, you made no mistake. You gave us all of the seconds of the moments, or the minutes of the hours, or the hours of the days, or the days of the weeks, or the weeks of the months, or the months of the years, or the years of our life, our eyes, that so quietly, calmly, completely, with your wisdom, your love, and your power. So, Lord, during this year, we're not asking you for time to time into this and thousand other things, but for your grace to do in the time you give us just what you are inspiring us to do. Amen. So I want to mention some insights for the first, for the new year. Things we often forget about. I want to mention 16 of them. First of all, let God be God. Now, that's a little harder than you think. There's a priest who is ordained 60 years. I'm getting there myself. I'm up to 56. Let God be God. He said, Father, what's your legacy? He said, well, primarily two things. One, I learned as a little boy in my mother's name. The other one, I'm still struggling with. The thing I learned in my mother's name is a very loving God. I never forget it. I live in a basking of that every day. The thing I'm still struggling with is I am not he. How, why? You realize that every time we stay in control, we're God playing. Every time we hang on to a worry, a fear, we're God playing. Jesus commands us 365 times. He said, do not worry. Do not be afraid. Put your faith in the Father. Put your faith also in me. Let God be God. And secondly, let I be his. Consecrate yourself every day to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Say this prayer with me. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to you I offer all that I am and all that I have, my time, my talent, my treasure, my intellect, my will, my emotion, my family, my friends, and my foes, my weaknesses, my sufferings, and my sin. I surrender all. Receive from you in turn your wisdom to enlighten my mind, your love to inflame my heart, your power to empower my life. Amen. This is another one I like very much. Dear Lord, I give all that I am. Receive me. Dear Lord, I offer all that I have. Accept it. Dear Lord, I give my entire self. Engulf me. Dear Lord, I offer my entire will. Take it. Dear Lord, I surrender in obedience. Possess me. Dear Lord, I open wide my heart, enter it. Dear Lord, I come seeking thy love. Love me. Dear Lord, I lift up my soul, embrace me. So the first thing is, let God be God, and secondly, though I be hid. Then let his kingdom come. The Lord has brought a kingdom of love and joy, but he's the king. He wants it to be king of that heart. They tell the parable about two little boys. One was born in the kingdom, the son of the king, the son of the queen. He was the prince. The other little boy was born on the other side of the track, a little poor boy. His mother was very poor. His father was very poor. In fact, they died when he was only three. And he had to make it on the street. One day, when they were both 13, they met for the first time. The prince looked at the little pauper and said, I know what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to change places with you. You mean, said the pauper, you're going to live in the streets and I'm going to live in the kingdom? Yes, said the prince. But why would you do such a wonderful thing, said the pauper. Well, said the prince, you may not be able to understand it now, but all that I would say for the present is that true love does such things. But there are three things you have to learn in order to live in the kingdom. Anything, said the pauper. If I could live in that kingdom, I'd be willing to do anything. Well, first of all, said the prince, stop thinking like a pauper. Will you teach me, said the pauper? Surely, said the prince, you see, the happy people are the poor in spirit. The poor, said the pauper, yes, there's the kingdom. The happy people are the peacemakers. You mean the ones that don't fight back? Yep, there's the kingdom. The happy people are the pure heart. You mean the ones that don't read those bad books and say that, yeah. Well, little by little, the prince taught the pauper to think. Loving thought, kind thought, peaceful thought, pure thought. What's next, said the pauper? Well, next, said the prince, once you're in the kingdom, you must come to realize that there's only one king. Oh, I know that already, said the pauper. I didn't say no, said the prince. I said realize. What's the difference? Well, once you're in the kingdom, you can no longer do your own thing. Oh, said the pauper, I'm so used to having my own way. I know, said the prince, that that's why you're living in the gutter and not in the kingdom. I understand, said the pauper, if the king wants me to do what he wants, and I want to do what I want, it'd be like a kingdom divided against itself. You're not very far from the kingdom already, said the prince. I'm willing, said the pauper. And what's the last thing? The last and most importantly, once you're in the kingdom, you must allow the king to love you with the father's love and the queen to love you with the mother's love. The pauper began to cry. I want that more than anything else. Now that's the true story of every one of you who's listening to me. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he entered himself to the our form, pauper, that we can live in that kingdom. So we have to do three things. Every day we have to read the Word of God so we can think like Jesus. We have to surrender ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ so he can be the King in the center of our heart. We have to love the Father to love us with the merciful love, and the Mother to love us with their merciful love. This is a year of mercy. The Father is rich in love and mercy, and Mary is our merciful love. So let that kingdom come. And then fourth, let thy will be done. That God has a plan for your life, a beautiful plan. They reveal step by step and moment by moment. That God has a beautiful plan that he can't tell you unless you listen. Now he does speak through creation, through your parents, through your conscience, through the Bible, through the new catechism, through signs and symbols and people and events. He speaks to us all the time from without and from within. So we have to learn to listen. And then the next principle, let his voice be heard. And God's voice sounds like, now listen carefully, the thoughts that right now are filling your mind. God's voice sounds like those thoughts. That's why the first series of gifts of the Spirit, I thought, is wisdom, understanding. You see, Jesus lives in your heart. What does he do down there? He graces you. And what does that mean? Grace is the supernatural life of God that lights your mind with thoughts, insights. It flames your heart with desire. So you can think as he enlightens your mind to think, and others see him flames your heart to love. So then you want to let God be God, let I be his, let his kingdom come, let his voice be done, let his voice be heard. And then of his blood cleansed, that the great gift of the sacrament of reconciliation, and every time you go to confession, three awesome miracles. First, every single bit of sin and guilt in your soul is washed clean to the blood of the Lamb. Secondly, you have to forgive everyone. You have to let the blood of the Lamb cleanse you of all bitterness. And finally, you got to forgive yourself. And then, let his body be eaten. At the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Jesus says, with all the earnestness I possess, I say to you, unless you feed on the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have my life in you. For my flesh is your real food, my blood is your real drink. You feed my flesh and drink my blood, abides in me, and I in him. So let God be God, let I be his, let his kingdom come, let his will be done, let his voice be heard, let his blood shed, let his body be eaten. And let his church be revealed. That Jesus has come to make a mystical body of his church. And that church is one holy Catholic family because God is one family who loves everyone. You see, it all depends upon the nature of God. That God is one holy family. God is family, Father, yes. And Paul says, it's for this reason that we need before the Father, for whom every family in heaven, at the Trinity, and upon earth takes his name. So God says, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be man and women in that image and likeness. So when you and I were born, God placed us into a family. Why? Because God is family. St. John Paul II put it this way, quote, our God is a family, because in the Godhead are all the essence of family life, fatherhood, sonship, relationship, and love. So God is a family. And we are meant to be part of the family of God. When you were, I were born, he placed you into the family of your home. When you're baptized, he placed you in the family of the church. God became your father. Mary became your mother. We all became loving brothers and sisters. Then let his victory be obeyed. That God has given to Peter his successor the infallible prophetic anointing. The same one he gave to the prophet. The same one he gave to the writers of Scripture. That three groups of people have the infallible prophetic anointing. The prophets, the writers of Scripture, and the Pope. And how blessed we are to have St. John Paul II. How blessed we are to have Pope Francis. What a beautiful man, so compassionate. And right now, he's given a series of 35 talks in the family life. You can download them. www.vatican.va. He had one talk in family life, one talk in Nazareth, one talk on mothers, two talks on fathers, one talk on children, three talks on siblings. He had one talk on godparents, one talk on grandparents. The beautiful talk. Download them and just meditate upon family life. So let his victory be heard. And then let his blood cleanse. The body of Christ really cleanses us of all sin. And let his mother be honored. God gave us his mother to be our mother. And never, ever, ever was it known that any one of us who fled to protection was left in Aden. It mirrors our mother. She's modeled. She's a member of the church like us in all things that steps in. She's a mediatrix of all graces. She's a God's messenger appearing all over the world. And she's a mother of mercy during this year of mercy. So honor Mary as our mother. And let his love be shown. We're here above all to love, to reach out to one another in love. To love and try to understand people. To lay down our lives for them in some way. To offer up our lives for them in some way. Then let his mercy be spread. This is your mercy. It's a reach out mercy to all those who are broken, to the lonely, the frightened, the poor, even those who are in prison. We have to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And let his Spirit guide. And God gives us the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. The wisdom gifts of wisdom and understanding and knowledge. The love gifts of love, compassion, sensitivity, caring, zeal, warmth, enthusiasm, loving kindness, and purity of heart. The power gifts of healing and miracles, signs, and wonders. That God gives us all those gifts so that we can think and love and act like Jesus. And then let his fire start. We got to get fired up about the things of God. We have to really realize that we have to get just as fired up about the things of God as we do about touchdowns in football games or television or song. We had to get fired up. The word enthusiasm means we got to get fired up about the things that are into God, and they are into God. And then let God have the glory. Lord, we praise and thank for the many gifts we have. And then let the earth be respected. So those are the gifts of the Spirit. Those are the principles. Let God be God. Let I be His. Let His kingdom come. Let His will be done. Let His blood cleanse. Let His voice be listened to. Let His body be eaten. Let His church be revealed. Let His vicar be obeyed. Let His mother be honored. Let His love be shown. Let His mercy be spread. Let His fire start. Let His mission unfold. Let God have the glory. Let the earth be respected. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back. Don't turn away.
Listen at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light, only on WSFI Catholic Radio Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, wishing all of you a very blessed Advent season. Holy Family has a great selection of Advent wreaths, calendars, and devotionals to help you prepare for the coming of the Lord. And this Christmas, why not consider a gift of faith for your friends and loved ones? Whether you are shopping for a child or adult, Holy Family has the perfect gift. From cradle medals to clinging crosses, baby Bibles to study Bibles, sacred jewelry to sacred art, Holy Family has it all. For 22 years, the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore has served as a resource for the faithful in Northeast Illinois and Southeast Wisconsin. Let us help you give the gift of faith. Our historic 164-year-old building is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, just 2 miles north of the state line. More information is available on Facebook.
Once again, Father Bill McCarthy coming to you on WSFI 88.5, the FM dial. We're talking about New Year. Now we're going to talk about New Year's resolution. Wonderful time to make resolutions, and we should make them. We're going to mention 10 powerful spiritual New Year's resolutions. Number one, consecrate yourself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You should have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home. You should have thrown it. And say a prayer, something like this. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I consecrate you my mind. We do that on our forehead. My words, we put a cross on our lips. My body, put a cross in the center of my chest. My heart, below the left shoulder. My soul, below the right shoulder. In order that you will may be done through me this day. Number two, very important. Set aside prime time for the Lord. Time to get along with God, asking Him to speak to you and fill you with His Spirit. A time for worship and praise, for meditation, for keeping a spiritual journal. I encourage you to do that. And once you begin to listen to God, you'll understand how often, how powerfully, how personally, how practically He speaks to you. And God speaks to us all the time if we listen. They tell the story of Joan of Arc. They said, the dolphin, during her trial surgery, they say, young maiden, that you can hear God's voice. I'm the dolphin. How come I cannot hear God's voice? Why does he not speak to me? And Joan said, he does, but you do not listen. You see, God speaks to us all the time. But so many people are deaf. They listen to all other voices, but not his voice. So ask him to speak to you, then listen. Follow the principles of becoming still and listen to God's voice. Number three, try to walk in the Spirit throughout the day. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you You got each thought, word, and action. Remember, we're at war. The battle is within us in that thought line. If we learn how to turn out the bad news and turn out the good news. With this hatred, we have to think love. With injury, we think pardon. With doubt, we think faith. With sadness, we think joy. We have to go through the battle all the time. Number four, try to get the Mass as often as possible, even daily Mass. The Mass is the heart of our Catholic faith. Through the body and blood of Christ, we are greatly nourished. The Mass is the greatest worship in spirit and in truth, the center of holiness and healing. Try to get to Mass as often as possible. Remember, Jesus said, with all the earnestness I possess, I say to you, unless you feed on the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have my life within you. Try to get to daily Mass. And number five, live under the blood. The blood of Christ cleanses, purifies, forgives, and heals. Go to confession frequently. Receive those three miracles that are waiting you. For every bit of sin and guilt will be washed away. And we realize that 95% of all people around you walk around loaded with guilt and bitterness. They don't have to. They can go to confession and experience that first miracle. If there's another miracle, we can let go of all bitterness and hatred. We can forgive. But there's another miracle. We can forgive ourselves. One time, a Lord appeared to St. Jerome and said, Jerome, would you please give me your heart? Jerome said, I have you in my head, but I suggest you have Jerome, and I'm very pleased with you. But now would you give me your sin? Jerome said, I have, Lord. I've gone to confession. Yes, you have, Jerome, and I'm very pleased with you. But now, Jerome, would you give me the ashes of your sin? Would you forgive yourself? Jerome hung his head and said, Lord, I can't forgive myself. The Lord scolded him and said, Jerome, do you think I want that? Don't you think that I died that you really would be set free? Would you please now give me the ashes of your sin so that you can blow them away with my loving mercy? We see Jerome that it cost me so much, the 6 hours on the cross, the bitter agony, all the hurt, the spittle, the insult to set you free. How dare you hang on to guilt? So those are the three miracles. You're forgiven, you forgive, you forgive yourself. Number six, maintain a real devotion to Mary. Say the rosary daily and the Memorare. From time to time, pray the Magnificat or her litany. Ask her to keep you holy, humble, and pure. And say the Annunciation. Who are the people who announce to you that Jesus is real? The Visitation. Who are you visiting? The birth of our Lord, how is Christ be born in you? The Presentation, how have you presented yourself to God? Make them personal. And then, seven, keep custody of the eye. Be guided as to what you want. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Be selective in your TV watching. Unfortunately, most TV is either vain or flaky or semi-permissive or is downright awful. We don't need all the TV watching, or even some of the songs you sing. Listen to your young kids with your iPod. Be very careful what you're listening to, what you're watching. Number eight, fight the battle of your thought line. Be careful what you meditate on. This calls for constant vigilance. Practice the principles of spiritual warfare in Ephesians 6. Put on the helmet of salvation, realize that God is with you, that He loves you. Realize that Jesus lives in your heart. You confess every known sin. Put on the belt of truth. Try not to lie. And always tell the truth. Take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Meditate upon His Word. Take up the shield of faith to quench out any of the fiery doubts of temptation. And put on the shoes to spread in the good news. Realize that Jesus lives in your heart and enables you to become a soldier, a fighter. Turn to Him. Ask the Spirit to guide and inspire you. And number nine, be very loving and forgiving. Reach out to everyone in gentleness and humble service. And then number 10, fast and practice mortification. Live the cross. Try to pray the stations of the cross frequently and meditate upon the Passion. St. John the 23rd said, Senza la disciplina non c'è l'uomo. Senza e mortificazione non c'è un cristiano. Without mortification, you do not have a Christian. Without discipline, you don't have a person to practice mortification. And St. John Paul II said, he gave us 8 paths and priorities for the new year. First of all, holiness. Realize we're called to have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, allowing Jesus to speak to us and heal us and help us. Secondly, prayer is a reciprocal conversation. Talking and listening to God. Listening is more important. God speaks to us most time to our own thoughts as we get quiet with prayer. Just pray. And then third, the Eucharist. Once again, try to get to Matthew as often as possible. That's a great source of wisdom and love and power. And fourth, ongoing conversion and compassion. Try to get to confession frequently. And then to meditate upon the Word of God in the New Catechism, which is a compendium of 2,000 years of Catholic wisdom tradition. What a gift it is for the Church. And then be open to all the gifts of the Spirit, the wisdom gift, the love gift, the power gift. Pray often, come Holy Spirit, and enlighten my mind, inflame my heart, and power my life. And then to evangelize, realize that we are called to take the light of the gospel, to bear on our own lives and lives of those to whom we are responsible. Bring the light to others. Tell them about Jesus. And finally, Mary devotion, especially the rosary. Pray the rosary daily and pray for all the people around you. You see, you and I are called to take his light into that world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cause to share life with one who's lost, who has loved your heart can feel all the pain they bear. They must hear the words of life only you can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, it's the open door. God bless you and Happy New Year to you. May the Lord of Christ cleanse you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Enlighten your mind with ongoing wisdom. Inflame your heart with real love, for godly love, power your life in the Spirit. That you may continue across your time and space, his redemptive and healing work in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's pray for each other that the holiest and happiest of New Year to bring his life to a dark and broken world. God bless you and Happy New Year.
You have been listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at wsfiradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Immaculata, Queen and Mother of the Church, I renew my consecration to you this day and for always, so that you may use me for the coming of the kingdom of Jesus in the whole world. To this end, I offer you all my prayers, actions, and sacrifices of this day. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee and all those who do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of Holy Church and all those recommended to you. Amen.